We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And was released on $20,000 bail.
Wow. Some people take a loss hard.
They do.
I mean, you're thinking that your Super Bowl winning team is going to repeat, and then that ball just flies through the hands of the receiver, and all of a sudden it's, your dreams are over.
Like, was the dog wearing a Saints jersey or something?
Listen, seriously. I mean, you could make a case for Philadelphia sports fans being the worst in the history of all sports. If I remember correctly, that is where the individual vomited during a baseball game on the daughter of the guy in front of him.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Yes.
And, of course, we all saw what happened after they lucked out and won themselves a Super Bowl.
Mm.
And
Philly special.
So they will not be in Atlanta this year.
Womp womp.
They are not one of the four teams that remain in the NFL playoffs, but right. our beloved New England Patriots and bestie are. So, all right, this is Mark on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford is Metro West Commercial Truck Headquarters. What's up, Mark?
Hey, hello, Chenner here. What's up, brother?
What's up?
What's up? Hey, going to do a little barbecue this weekend. Just wondering, since you are the Bay State's czar of sauces, I was wondering, what's your pick for barbecuing? What's your special sauce that you what do you have at your restaurant? Signature Greg Hill sauce? What do you got going on?
Sweet Baby Ray's would be my go-to. Now, I'm not a big barbecue sauce guy. I like ribs. I don't like them to be oversauced.
Dry rub?
Shu happens to love barbecue sauce.
I love it. You got to put it on afterwards, though. You got to get a good rub on.
How can you be the czar of sauces and not like barbecue sauce? Come on, my man.
But this is to each his own. When it comes to sauce.
Yes.
I am never particular about what the sauce is, but there are some that I prefer over the other.
Mm-hmm.
I just am not the if I'm going to have pulled pork,
mm-hmm.
I would prefer to have the North Carolina,
yes. Like the vinegary kind of
vinegary,
yeah.
Mustardy,
yeah.
Sauce.
I'm with you.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my own particular choice, but. Certainly I would recommend the Sweet Baby Ray's if that's my limited sauce knowledge on barbecue for you, sir. All right. This is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here's your chance to win $1,000 with another $1,000 holler code word on WAAF.
Text sticker to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. That's STICKER to 72881.
Your chance to win $1,000 in this multi-state contest on WAAF. Message and data rates apply.
Here's a text that says, Greg, I hate every single thing you stand for politically, but you're spot on your sauces.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm the czar of sauce.
Yep.
That's why our governor has declared me to be the czar of sauce here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And you're right. I should, maybe for the Greg Hill Foundation, I will come out with a line of sauces for charity.
I can't believe you haven't yet, to be honest. It's
like some kind of a instant... Like a dry sauce, in a container that you just add water to, and you can sauce it like an emergency sauce.
Okay, an emergency sauce.
Not the powdered ones, like that you do like
the Knorr
stove.
Sauces.
But I'm going to ask science to create a Bernaise sauce that you can have in a jar, and all you have to do is add water.
Mm-hmm.
And you can Bernaise.
In case you're stuck in the snow.
Well, you could Bernaise anything. So if you're having a salad, you know, you're at a business, like for instance, I have a business lunch today.
Oh, is that why you have a meeting shirt on?
That's why I have a meeting shirt on.
Gotcha.
And I know I'm going to be tempted because I'm going to a nice steakhouse.
Yeah.
However, it's dry at January. So I'm going to get myself a salad.
Ugh.
But if I had my own little Greg Hill Foundation Bernaise sauce in a jar, I could just take a little bit of the tap water and pour it in there, and I could sauce the salad, and it would be just like eating a ribeye.
Yeah,
at lunch.
Yeah, in a pinch though, if you had no water, you just snort lines of it.
Don't do that. Yes,
this is great Bernaise. Oh yeah, go Patriots!
Will it come with a cruet, like the Good Seasons dressing packet?
We should do the, when it comes to the Millennial Olympics, we should ask them to make the salad that came in the packet where you added the, was that the Good Seasons?
Yeah.
Was that where you just added the olive oil and the vinegar?
Yes, yeah, and they gave you the cruet, so it had the markings for where you poured everything
into.
That's
right.
And
then
you shook it up. And then you had like 10 of those in the house.
Yep.
And then you could never find one when you want. It was like the little white top with the flip thing, kind of like your coffee mugs these days, the travel mugs. Where's the cruet?
Let's see. The fine people at Ken's Foods in Marlboro, Rando Ding, are checking in. And they manufacture all of the Sweet Baby Ray's sauce, and they are recommending that those who agree with me try the Sticky Fingers Carolina Classic, which is the mustard-based North Carolina sauce or Carolina sauce that I am talking about.
I'm recommending you send some of that our way so we can have a sauce flight.
Yes. Here is a text
that says
774 text. If you order a salad at a steakhouse, you deserve to be waterboarded with A1 sauce. I know.
Excuse me. It comes with the meal.
No, but I'm not getting the meal.
Oh, okay.
I'm not getting the meal part.
He's only doing it so we can post it in his story on Instagram. Like, let's be honest.
Well, I actually have thousands of salads every single day during January and don't post them. So, but I will say this. It is difficult being somebody who grew up in a period of time where it was not the norm to go out to dinner at a nice restaurant with your family. Like we would go out maybe like twice a year, once to the Ground Round.
Oh yeah,
because you could put the peanut shells on the floor and walk all over them, and then once load everybody into the Woody. Into the station wagon and drive into Anthony's Pier 4 in Boston.
Oh, for like that's real fancy.
Some event. Or maybe my grandfather would take the whole family to Ken's Steakhouse once a year. Mm. That the when I do feel like when I go to a nice restaurant, I'm missing an opportunity to enjoy a delicious, a gigantic steak during dry at January. It does torture me.
Yeah.
Believe me. It does. It does torture me. So, but I'm not going to be. I mean, if you have to waterboard me with A1 sauce, then that's fine. Here's somebody who says that Heinz 57 is an underrated overall sauce.
I agree.
You do?
Not mentioned enough. It's delicious.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
What's the flavor of Heinz 57? Yeah. I can't think of it.
It is a slightly milder A1.
Okay.
With more of a sweetness.
Okay.
I might have to revisit it. I don't consider myself to be a fan, so I might have to revisit it. A1 is, I don't like putting A1 on a steak because I think it completely overwhelms the taste of the steak.
That's because you're eating good steaks.
Right.
Some people don't have access to great steaks, so they have to cover it with the A1.
Right.
That is probably true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if you're, you know, like to take a tenderloin or to take a filet.
Oh, no.
And pour it, like people pour A1 all over it.
No.
I feel
like
that should be a crime.
Yeah, that's not good. No. You got to put it on a burger. That's
on a
A1 on a burger. Like a big giant cheeseburger.
Yeah, okay, I could see that.
Sauteed onions. Yeah. Bring it.
See, I would say, though, that if you're going to have a burger, you have to make mac sauce and make your own version of the mac sauce and do that. Or buy the mac sauce.
I like to dip my french fries in A1.
Mm.
So if I go to like Champions and Peabody or like the New Bridge or something and get steak tips and get the steak fries with it, I'll dip that in the A1. I like that.
Here's somebody who says the Brits love the Heinz 57. They do have that on all when you go to London.
It's closer to the HP sauce.
Yeah, the HP. That's what I was going to say, right?
Yeah, the brown sauce.
Yeah.
Here's somebody who enjoys A1 on meatloaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be good for meatloaf. Yeah.
Now, see, I don't like meatloaf when meatloaf is prepared with ketchup in it. I'm not a ketchup meatloaf person.
You don't like the ketchup glaze on the outside?
No,
stickiness?
No.
Oh, I love that.
Can't stand that.
That's not
code. I cannot stand that. Everybody dip. A lot of people, Danielle, dip their fries in the Heinz 57 as well. Mm-hmm. So you could try the Heinz 57 or the A1. All right. Here's somebody who says, "Did I miss something? Do they cook the steak in beer or something that you can't have it during dry January?" No, I'm just
trying to be good. Beef is high in calories. He's trying to be good. He's obviously going plant-based for the month.
I'm trying.
Cut him a little slack.
I'm trying my best. You people, you're not supportive at all.
You can't make fun of him and call him fat and then pick on him for trying to better himself,
correct,
people.
Correct.
Epitome of the text line.
I mean, it's like somebody... I mean, I'm going to have to... I can't even go... champagne vinaigrette because of the... because
I think
of,
you're
because
okay.
Of,
oh,
because
that's horrible.
January.
That's so terrible, Greg. How do you live?
So you go blue cheese instead.
I was making a chicken dish the other night, a light chicken dish, and I used a little white wine in it, and then I panicked because I thought, "Oh, it's dry."
It evaporates.
But
you're fine.
It burns off.
How about instead of dressing, you just use tap water on your salad?
Oh.
You'll lose weight pretty quickly then. And your mind.
And you're hydrated.
Yes, very good, Danielle. Yeah.
Well, you know what? The worst are the people who get the salad and then they get the dressing on the side and they dip the lettuce in. Just a tiny little touch of dressing.
Live life.
I saw that in a meme on Facebook. It's a life hack. Yeah. If you just dip your fork in the salad dressing, you eat one-third fewer calories, but then you binge later.
All right. We should, at this point, get to this.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
LB, can't find your sports report? I know where it is. It got stuck to one of the bottom of your Dunkin' Donuts G-O-T-O sandwiches, and you ate it.
On WAAF.
Poor LB. He walked in this morning early, and he was saying that his squash just wasn't right. Those are his words. His head was not right, and he started to feel bad, and so we sent him home, and thoughts and prayers, our best wishes for a speedy recovery for LB.
Tuesday, 8:03 a.m.
Yeah, hey, kid. I want to put a $100 bid on LB's script sports report that he lost. As long as he autographs it, and you should put it up for auction. And I'll start the auction at $100.
End of message.
Wow. That's awesome.
Tuesday, 1:09 p.m.
Good old buddy LB is back. We're talking about the Patriots weather. Said once it's cold, it's cold. Can't get that kind of news anywhere else. They also said in the next sentence, minus 18 is cold. How much colder is zero? It's actually not colder. It's actually warmer, LB.
End of message.
Well, you knew what he meant. You knew what he meant. And I think he was off a little bit because the diehards were texting in that the Patriots-Tennessee game in 2017, it was below zero for an on-field game time temperature. So I don't know. I don't think the weather, I mean, do you think the weather? I mean, Bubs will be out there, short sleeves, guaranteed. Bubs not throwing an Under Armour on or anything, and I don't think it. I don't think it really affects. I think the noise, the crowd at Arrowhead, has more of an effect on the Patriots than the weather does. In my non-educated opinion,
could Bubs fit into Bestie's jacket with him if he gets cold?
He probably could. Yes, he probably
could have put a couple of old linemen in there.
Yes. I think that's the key, is that how long does Brady sit and in between, you know, seriously, because the cold will get to him, despite living in a yurt on the sidelines.
Yes.
You know, how long will he sit and his muscles, you know, start to get cold and stuff?
I'm not worried about it. I think it's going to be a close game, unlike Lindy, who thinks the Patriots win by 4 touchdowns or whatever he boldly predicted the other day. But I think it's a single score. I think it's a field goal differential in this game on Sunday, but I think the Patriots win.
Tuesday, 4:43 p.m.
Hi, Mr. Hill. This is R. Kelly's attorney. I'm calling to see if you'd like to do a deal with Mr. Kelly. He'd like to use some of those wonderful lyrics you had on the radio the other day. He thinks their lyrics were phenomenal. Give you a call back at 1-800-PEDFILE. Thank you.
End of message.
I think the driver's ed one was my favorite. when it comes to the fake R. Kelly lyrics during the R. Kelly lyric or not game yesterday.
Tuesday, 5:10 p.m.
Hey, Sue, my condolences on your girlfriend Carol Channing passing away.
End of message.
Jeff kind
of
sounded like Carol Channing in that message.
That's funny, Jeff. At least I have a girlfriend.
Hello, Jeffy. Well, hello, Jeffy.
Let's see. Here's a 781 text that said, at that Tennessee game, the beers froze before you could even get them back to your seat. That's cold. But listen, as a diehard, that's why we like to sit outside.
Who?
That's why
who likes to sit outside?
That is why.
What are you talking about?
To whom are you referring, sir?
That's why yours truly is outside in the 300s for every single home game.
5:50 a.m.
Morning crew. I'm calling about a simple diagnosis of the big fella over there. I believe they might have left a junior mint in his squash.
Yes,
Danielle, the one on the episode of Seinfeld. Hilarious, isn't it?
Yep. End of message.
Yep, it's entirely possible. It's a junior mint.
Remember a few weeks ago we discussed that some who had just discovered Seinfeld were very offended by the politically incorrect humor?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing happen with Friends?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, this morning, there is news that Family Guy is going to remove any and all, for lack of a better way to describe it, any kind of a gay joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the executive producer says they're going to try to phase it all out.
They're going to phase it all out.
Right. They said times are changing, and they're going
to
phase it
out. So the times are changing, and they are going to phase that type of humor out of Family Guy.
All right, Kathy. It looks like Stewie Griffin is preparing to begin the floor routine. That's right, Mitch. And as we watch Griffin doing this, I want to remind everyone that this is absolutely not gay.
Boy, that was really gay.
No, didn't you just hear the announcers? They said it's not gay. Ha ha, Stewie won, you 0.
Oh, Stewie. Well,
great show, Family Guy.
Awesome show.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think that'll hurt the show?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think. I think they'll find plenty of other ways to make up for whatever gay jokes they were using in the scripts.
Do you think that's the right move by them to do that?
I think so.
I think their audience,
the core audience of Family Guy will probably be outraged that they're doing this, but for 2019, I feel like that's moving in the right direction.
Unfortunately, and it's because of the times, this is the hole in the dike. Because
what is it? You use that word, right? We're having this discussion.
Greg, it's a leak. This will start the mass, and then it'll just kind of like, it'll be now what's next? Because we're going to start one thing, and then they're going to get rid of something else that's politically incorrect. And then it'll just kind of lead to the show being watered down to, you know, being irrecognizable.
Well, I mean, I do feel like when these
did
kinds
I just
of
say
things,
irrecognizable?
Yes, I think you did. I don't think that's the word, but we got what you were saying.
I need some cannabis.
The thing is, you know, you do have a clicker.
Yes, you
know,
do.
It's like the radio. You know, if you don't like something that you're hearing during a radio show, mm-hmm. you have the option of changing to one of the 78,000 other options that you have. So, I mean, I don't know. To me, you are. If people are tuning in for something over and over and over again, it's something that they appreciate from a content point of view because they enjoy the humor. It doesn't mean they're a homophobe. Like, I mean, if you laugh at a joke on Family Guy, it doesn't instantly mean that you're a homophobe.
Right.
So I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe you're right. I think it may water down things a little bit.
6:24 a.m.
His name's Greg Hill, and he has tiny hands. He eats clementines, makes him feel like a man. He wore a puffy silver jacket, looked like an alien. Greg Hill's got tiny hands. Hey!
End of message.
I will tell you that I did think to myself last night, the only good thing about the egg photo, the Egg Hill photo that broke the internet yesterday, is that it takes people's minds off of the silver puffy jacket. Like now everybody can focus on Egg Hill
mm-hmm.
and not on the silver puffy jacket.
7:16 a.m.
Hey, Danielle, yeah. Make me a salad now.
End of message. Because I have a vagina, right? So I'm a girl. I should make a salad. I don't care. I'll make you a salad. I'll use Little Leaf Farms out of Devon's lettuce. It's delicious. It's hydroponic. 7:20 a.m.
Good morning, everybody. Greg, you giving advice on what Trump should say? It's like Romo telling Brady what to do during his commentary. Come on, guy.
End of message.
I love fake Derek.
Are Nance and Romo doing the game on Sunday? I would assume so. Although there was some reference to, I think Romo made reference to whoever gets to do the game, the AFC Championship game, is going to be lucky, as if they weren't doing it.
Hmm.
Is that game not on CBS? It has to be because it's AFC, right? I really think Tony Romo is extraordinary. He's way better as a broadcaster than he was as a quarterback.
Yeah.
I just think he is. I think
kind of like LB, way better as a broadcaster.
I think
than
he's
he was
really
a hockey player.
Excuse me. I think he's really good. But have they announced who is doing the game on Sunday night?
Hold on. It's going to be on CBS.
It's on CBS. Yeah. So it's got to be those two. Those guys are the number one team. So. I would assume that it's them. This is Christian on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Christian?
Hey guys, welcome to the Hillman and Shoe Morning Show.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, but seriously, what's a gay joke? Like I know there's jokes.
See there, you're not. That's not a joke though. That's
you being a dick.
That's a stereotype.
Mm.
I got text from a this person says I am gay. And I find Family Guy to be hilarious.
Right.
Sure
now,
do
is this a case where we actually listen to the individual who could be offended, or we prefer the opinion of those who aren't in the category of people who might be offended over the person who actually is gay? Like, what mm-hmm. you know? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you can't
tell me that Family Guy, and however long it's been on, hasn't gotten complaints over the years. It's like South Park.
Yeah.
And
sure it has.
Yeah. It's just now I you know what? It always comes down. You got to follow the money. So maybe a sponsor said something.
No.
Or something like that
I'm
to the
sure,
network
no.
and said, look, tell Family Guy to tone it down or you know, we're going to pull our sponsorship.
It's like everything else. Is that it appears on social media and then somebody starts to panic, you know, and you know, the social justice warriors are destroying things that people really enjoy. Like I and the assumption that everything is racist or everything is homophobic or everything is inappropriate.
It's not.
It's just goofy. It's like, did you happen to hear the audio where the social justice warrior woman was appearing on a broadcast show
mm-hmm.
on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
And she was, the host of the show was talking about how when trying to get a job, the topic was trying to get a job and the fact that oftentimes when it comes to a job, if you're white, you have the advantage of
white privilege.
White privilege.
Yes.
Okay. That when it comes to getting a job, you have an advantage of white privilege. So the guy who's hosting the show
yep.
says, "Well, you know, I've gone to get jobs, and I never feel like that has been an issue." And the lady says, "Oh, that's because, you know, you're enjoying white privilege." And the guy says, "Well, hold on a second, ma'am. I'm black." So there's no, we have the audio from, what's it from?
David Webb is the guy's name. He hosts a radio program, and he had Areva Martin on his show.
Justice warrior.
She's self-described as an advocate, commentator, author, and a TV host and producer.
Advocate.
Yes.
She's an advocate. Here's the way it went.
I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to get
Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
Okay, then I stand.
See, you went to white privilege. This is the falsehood in this. You went immediately with an assumption. Your people, obviously, or you didn't look. You're talking to a black man.
David,
that's actually insulting.
It is, and I apologize because my people gave me wrong information.
But you're acting on that wrong information immediately to scream white privilege.
She came full confidence on that, too. Full confidence.
I mean, it's great. You can't, I mean, people are, unfortunately, are just, they are so paranoid in this day and age, because they can't say or do anything. We don't have time right this second, but when we come back, we will discuss a man who is in deep doo-doo at work because he was concerned about a potential Me Too scenario in his office. And now he is the one who is in deep trouble at work because the guy was in the fetal position, paranoid about what the right thing to do was. So we'll discuss that coming up. It is 8:27, and this is the Eggman Morning Show.
The WAAF Word on the Street.
Just announced, WAAF presents Papa Roach with Asking Alexandria and Bad Wolves at the Palladium Outdoors on Saturday, August 10th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, January 18th at 10 a.m. And The Who are coming to Fenway on Friday, September 13th. Those tickets go on sale next Thursday, January 24th. Coming up tomorrow, the New England International Auto Show kicks off at the Boston Convention and Exposition Center, and the Verve Pipe is at the City Winery. On Friday, the Boston RV and Camping Expo kicks off at the Boston Convention and Expo Center. On Saturday, Amazing Jonathan is at the Wilbur. And coming up on Sunday, the Impractical Jokers take over the TD Garden. And that's the Word on the Street, sponsored by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Find massmoney.com. For more details and info, log on to WAAF.com.
Papa Roach, the Who Do You Trust Summer Tour. Saturday, August 10th, the Palladium Outdoors. with special guests Asking Alexandria and Bad Wolves. WAAF presents Papa Roach, the Who Do You Trust Summer Tour. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketfly.com. Check out Who Do You Trust, available January 18th.
Welterweight superstars return to the ring.
You think I'm back at it? Guess what, Jahmar? I never been gold.
When legendary 8-time champion Manny Pacquiao.
I got the belt. I am the champion. Let's get it on.
Meets 4-time champ Adrian the Problem Broner.
I'm going to be victorious.
Two of the biggest stars in boxing. One explosive fight.
These two courageous warriors putting it all on the line. And the crowd loving every second of it.
Pacquiao versus Broner. Saturday at 9 Eastern. Live on pay-per-view.
We have a question for drivers and diesel mechanics. Are you ready to work for an innovative company?
A company that provides job stability, weekly paychecks, outstanding benefits, paid training, and generous boot and tool allowances.
A company with a supportive workplace that recognizes and rewards your skills and hard work.
If the answer is yes, then you're ready for Waste Management.
Thanks to continuing growth and expansion, Waste Management is now hiring CDL drivers and diesel mechanics to fill new job opportunities. In-person interviews and hires are happening in West Boylston on Thursday, January 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 124 Hartwell Street.
That's Thursday, January 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 124 Hartwell Street in West Boylston. Save your spot. Pre-apply today at careers.wm.com. That's careers.wm.com. Click on Frontline Operations, then search West Boylston.
Call 877-220-5627. That's 877-220-5627.
Waste Management, a safety-first, military-friendly, equal opportunity employer supporting women in transportation.
Hey, it's Mistress Carrie, and Lux Auto Plus has three amazing incentives when you purchase your new vehicle at Lux this January. You can take a $2,019 down payment match or take advantage of a minimum trade allowance of $2,019 that includes push, pull, or tow, or take $2,019 in cash back. The choice is up to you. Remember, this offer is for January of 2019 only. So what are you waiting for? Lux Auto Plus, Route 20 in Auburn.
Attention certified auto mechanics. Come join their award-winning team. Stoneham Ford is seeking a full-time certified automotive technician and will pay top dollar. $10,000 signing bonus. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. Visit StonehamFord.com for details or stop by.
Everyone has their own sick day checklist. Comfy sweatpants.
Check.
Fuzzy slippers.
Check.
Cough and cold relief?
Check.
Be sure to put cough and cold essentials from your local CVS pharmacy on your checklist this cold and flu season. This week, select Halls and Ricola cough drops are buy one, get one 50% off. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got you covered. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
A broken side or rear window? Call 877-AUTOGLASS. We'll fit you in ASAP. If we don't have the glass, we'll put a piece of plastic over the window for free and replace it within 24 hours. J.N. Phillips, because there's a lot more behind your windshield than you think.
Northeast Insurance and Safety Insurance believes that investing in our communities rewards everyone. That's why Safety Insurance is proud to partner with ClearPath for Veterans New England, helping transitioning veterans at their resource and community center in Devens, Mass. Their policyholders can join in saying thank you to the many veterans in our community by making a $50 donation to support ClearPath. In return, Safety will apply a 5% discount to your Safety Massachusetts private passenger automobile insurance premium. Get rewarded at safety4vets.com. That's safety4vets.com.
Getting a tasty breakfast sandwich with a quality McCafe drink, that's a morning victory. Getting it served quick and at a great price, that's like a morning victory with a parade and a marching band. Get a sausage McMuffin with egg, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, or small McCafe drink, any two for just $4. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Moms can take the worry out of cold and flu season with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the most accurate thermometer available and the number one choice of pediatricians. With just a gentle scan across the forehead, you get an accurate reading every time. Protect your little ones with the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
Dunkin' Go-To's, a great deal for $2, $4, or $5. Two egg and cheese wraps, $2. Two bagels with cream cheese, $4. And two bacon, egg, and cheese croissants, $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Limited time offer.
The colder weather is here, and you need to stay in shape.
Do it in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Stop by Precision Fitness Equipment and try the latest display of Life Fitness treadmills, ellipticals, rowing machines, life cycles, and home gyms. Precision Fitness Equipment's experts will work with you to select the right equipment to meet all your fitness goals. They also deliver, set up, and service everything they sell. Precision Fitness Equipment has 7 stores throughout New England. Stop in today and try out the top brands, including Life Fitness, Bodyguard, Inspire, Matrix, and Water Rower. Whether you're looking for the best home equipment or your company, school, or municipality wants to design a fitness room, Precision Fitness Equipment has the right equipment for you. Boston's top pro athletes rely on Precision Fitness Equipment. Why not you? Visit precisionfitnessequipment.com or visit a nearby showroom today in Newton, Framingham, Attleboro, Hanover, Nashua, Northampton, New Hampshire, or their newest location in Auburn, Mass. precisionfitnessequipment.com.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm, here to describe the event, the Chest of Drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your Chest of Drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Well, all ridicule of me aside, I think many of us decide when the new year arrives that we are going to work on things that make us healthier and that improve ourselves. And if you're like me, you may skip an occasional tooth brushing because you're busy or you're tired, or you may have an old toothbrush with worn down bristles that's not effective, and you should know that it's really important twice a day to make sure that you're brushing your teeth when it comes to your health. It's your oral health is very important, and that's why well over a year ago I made the switch to Quip. Quip is the electric toothbrush that is different. By the way, if you want an expert opinion, not my opinion, Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association, and it is backed by over 25,000 dental professionals. There's a built-in 2-minute timer so that you know exactly when to switch sides, and Quip makes sure that you're cleaning your whole mouth evenly. Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or clean evenly, and Quip is fixing that. I love Quip because I'm old and I forget to charge things. And you don't have to, when it comes to Quip, you do not have to worry about that. Quip is taking care of that for you. So that you can focus on exactly what you need to be focusing on, and that is getting your teeth clean. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Greg right now, you will get your first refill pack for free. So go to getquip.com/Greg and get your first refill pack for free. The brush heads after that are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, so you don't have to worry about that either.
More helpful advice from LB.
Pool sex isn't awesome either, but you got to do it.
In 60 seconds or less.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them.
So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Boston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 857-242-0000. That's 857-242-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in downtown Boston.
Now, back to a show whose sports director prefers to do things the old-fashioned way.
He wrote with a pen on paper his sports report, as he always does. He lost his sports report.
Insane. I'm losing my freaking mind.
You found it?
No.
This is the somewhat discombobulated Wednesday Hillman Morning Show.
Inquiring as to the well-being of LB, we sent him home at 7. He was not doing well this morning, not feeling well, not sounding well. And so we sent him home to rest up, and hopefully he'll feel better, get better, and be back with us at some point or something.
You know, sometimes how you, I was going to say take public transportation, but you wouldn't know about that. So sometimes when you fly, Greg,
yes,
and you go, there's a person coming down the aisle toward you, and they just look unwell, and they sit next to you, and
yes,
you're like, oh, no. That's how he looked this morning.
And then they breathe on you, yeah, and then you're sick 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you updated on that, but LB needs to take care of himself. He's put in a good. How old is LB?
54.
59.
64. In dog years.
He's dead.
He's put
a lot of time in.
He's lived five lifetimes.
He does. He really needs to take care of himself. Today's weather brought to you by the all new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. And I am hoping that the weather forecast, when we get to Friday, doesn't inconvenience the millennial Olympians who are coming into the studio on Friday. I mean, they're used to a snowflake or two and school is canceled or delayed. What are they going to do when it's snowing and they have to get in here Friday morning for the Millennial Olympics?
When the snowflake stops the snowflake.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I'm
that's all right. Their parents can drive them.
Their parents can bring them in?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, today, no snow in the forecast today. The temperature is going to get up to 39 and it is going to be sunny. And it looks like the snow is going to fall late Thursday night into Friday morning, and it's going to be a messy commute Friday morning. The 2019 Subaru Ascent features all-wheel drive. Love is now bigger than ever this winter. And Millennial Olympics happening in the studio Friday. We'll probably start. I think we asked everybody to get here by, 6:30?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get it underway at 7. We have multiple Olympic competitors. There are multiple events that they will try to get the gold medal in. And everybody, of course, gets a gold medal and leaves with a gold medal, whether they participate or not. So, and I've received several emails from some of the parents of these millennials asking if they can do the competition for them.
Like they do
their papers at school, right. I can't allow that to, has to be the actual millennial
right.
who participates in the Olympics.
Right.
And Shu, you have almost all of the technology related artifacts that we need for this, and you wanted to thank somebody for helping us out with
it. Oh, that's Entertainment in Worcester.
Okay.
Your premier comic book collectible store. They were very helpful.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they have some amazing stuff over there that would baffle any millennial.
Okay. All right. So I did want to mention, I guess in light of getting your opinion on the story that is in the news today about a city employee in New York City who is now facing a 25-day suspension.
Whoa.
For something that happened at work.
Okay.
This guy is, and please weigh in on this, either on the text line, which is 97107, or you can call. This guy is a human resources administration job opportunity specialist, and his name is Terry Payton.
Okay.
And he was doing casework for a woman who was in his office.
Okay.
And her adult daughter was there as well with her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So during the casework that he is doing for this woman, the adult daughter takes her bube out,
yeah,
and begins to feed the 10-month-old child in his office.
Okay.
Now, the man says she needs to get out of the office to do that. He says because he is concerned about being caught up in some kind of a Me Too incident.
Well, now, nobody would have said anything.
So,
God,
he is now, because he did this, he was overheard shouting in his office, "I don't want to be accused of sexual harassment. I need you to leave the office if you're going to boob feed your child."
Unfortunately, now, I think New York's laws will supersede his opinion on that.
But the question is, can you understand the man's paranoia?
Yeah, but I feel like if the guy hadn't said anything about it, she would have fed the kid and it wouldn't have been an issue.
Exactly.
But
like the fact that he made an issue out of it.
Right.
Made it a thing.
Yes. It's his own fault.
When originally,
he deserves it.
Right. If he just had been gone about his business and ignored her, you know, but now it turns into a, you can't breastfeed here because I'm worried. But
like what everybody else should do when someone is breastfeeding?
Right. Just ignore it. Thank
just
you.
Say, oh, you're feeding your baby. Okay.
Right. So you're providing your child with nourishment.
Right. Yeah.
So you have no sympathy for this guy.
Only for the fact that he brought it up himself and he made it an issue, just like Danielle said. So he deserves any punishment he gets for doing that because he made it into a Me Too movement. What is that called? Self-fulfilling prophecy?
No,
is that what that's called?
I think the poor guy, I feel bad for him because all of a sudden he's conducting some kind of a case review and this woman takes out her breast and he's instantly envisioning himself being the poster child for some kind of a sexual harassment
thing.
But
this is the problem is that breastfeeding is sexualized by a lot of people. So
yes.
It's turned into a sexual thing when it's just the woman feeding her kid.
Yeah. Well, a texter agrees with you. A texter says he is the one who sexualized it.
If anything, he could have, I mean, I don't know how long it would have taken or where they were in the thing. If anything, he could have stepped out and been like, excuse me for a minute, like I'm going to go take care of something, you know, let you guys use my office. I'll be back. Let me know when you're done. If he was that uncomfortable, he could have handled it that way instead of being like, rocka, me too, me too.
He couldn't do that because the first thing he thought about when she did that was sex.
Right.
So, exactly. And then he obviously isn't someone that's used to that, sex.
No.
And so he's freaking out about it.
Here's somebody who says, Danielle, I think the girl should have respected him and left his office.
Maybe there was no other space in that immediate area for her to breastfeed. Maybe it was just a series of offices. Are you one of those people that's going to tell her to go do it in the bathroom in the stall?
Here's somebody who says it's not fair for a woman to put a man into that type of position if he does not want to be in that
Actually, it is because it's a law that a woman can breastfeed her child anywhere, public or private, whether or not the nipple is showing.
Right.
That is the law.
Right.
Now, there are various people adopt various levels of what you might consider decency or discretion when it comes to that. But the bottom line is there is a law that does afford a woman the right to do that.
What if it was a trap?
Then you deal with that.
Then she succeeded.
Then that's
he could have just breezed right through there until she was done, and nothing. This we wouldn't even be talking about this. But give it to her that maybe you should say, "Excuse me, do you mind? My baby's hungry."
How about a little like a request?
It can kind of go both ways, don't you agree? Yeah. Even though it's a law, you should say, "Look, my kid's hungry. Do you mind if I do this in
here?" I'm all for the ability to do stuff. I believe in trying to be discreet about it. I know I don't have kids, but, you know, I have seen a lot of my friends who have children go through very challenging situations because people always love to be like, why couldn't she cover up? Why couldn't she go in the bathroom? Why couldn't she go anywhere else? Why couldn't she give the kid a bottle? Mm-hmm. There are a plethora, El Guapo, of reasons why a woman has to do things a certain way. It's her kid. It's her boob.
But what about it's his office? What about it's
where else should she go?
You're telling me there's no place in the city of New York in a skyscraper that where the woman could go to breastfeed? She has to do it sitting there in his office?
It's probably all other offices over there.
Well,
else is she going to go? The lobby or the bathroom?
So if he's uncomfortable...
How often is this going to happen to this guy? Probably once ever, right? Because of this, he could have just been like, I'm going to step out for a minute. Let me know when you're done. Like, I get it. It's kind of inconvenient for the dude, but I think he made a... I don't think he handled this well at all.
Here's somebody who says, who brings their adult daughter and their grandchild to an interview?
Maybe they were going someplace after. Maybe there was a house... You don't know what their situation is.
Maybe that was that woman's ride, you know?
Who just whips out their boob and starts breastfeeding? I don't know. Millions of women, 617 texter. Like, really?
So they do? They just whip it out in the middle of an office?
I love when people are like, well, she should have planned for it. That sounds like someone who doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
What was she going to like? Oh, all right. Let's let the baby cry for 20 minutes, Sheila, while I finish up your mom's paperwork.
See, I think this is kind of scary because this guy is in HR.
Yeah.
He's an HR expert. And as soon as the woman, he's been programmed now to panic as soon as the woman started breastfeeding in his office, that he's going to be brought up on some kind of a sexual harassment charge, probably 20 years from now. Like, that was probably what the guy was panicked about. Huh. Well, I don't know. Here's Danielle. These people want to know, those who may be against you, as LB would say, whether or not you think a woman ought to ask the man's permission in his office if she is going to breastfeed.
Listen, bottom line is she has the right. I think it's courteous to just say, hey, I need to feed my child. Do you mind? Do you mind if I do it here?
Yeah.
You know, and then if there's a pushback, you can let them know like, well, legally, I do have the right to do that. I'm not someone who's a big, you know, confrontational person with that. I myself probably would have tried to find a space and been like, hey, do you maybe have a private room or an office that's not in use so that I can do this? But that's just me. You know, other people have very different views on it. You know, I love that, like this 978 texter. I can't pee outside. It's not sexual to me, but it's still not okay because people sexualize it. What's the difference? The difference is you're feeding a baby with a boob. Your D does not have that function.
But that is a natural function. It's a natural function. Like breastfeeding.
It's not protected by law.
But if a guy was in his office and he really had to go, could he just stand up?
No.
Because
the law does not afford him that privilege, Greg. It doesn't.
Here's somebody who says, I'm amazed at how uncomfortable people get. I whip them out and do this all the time, and you would be shocked by how uncomfortable it makes people. Well, I guess it does.
It's a boob. Look the other way. It's like somebody posts something you don't like on Facebook. Don't make a big effing thing out of it. Scroll past it. Somebody posts something you don't like on Instagram, unfollow them. Somebody's breastfeeding their child that makes you uncomfortable, look the other way. There's plenty of things in this world. I guarantee you've done way more offensive things tailgating at the Patriots game than this woman breastfeeding her child. And, you know, people want to say, well, why couldn't she cover up with a blanket? Yes, in theory, that's great. A lot of babies won't nurse with something over their face. So it's just not possible. Give the kid a bottle. Maybe the kid's allergic to formula. Like, you don't know what the situation is. It's all fine and dandy to try to put this, you know, whole series of restrictions on it. But it is what it is. If the guy didn't make a big deal out of it and start flipping out and telling her to get out of the office, we wouldn't have heard anything.
So. What if the man were to ask for some milk for his coffee? Would that be inappropriate?
Michael Scott?
Michael Scott.
Here's a woman who says, I prefer to breastfeed in private because men are so creepy.
Right.
Because men are so creepy.
Exactly.
774 texter. She could have stayed in the car. How do you know they didn't take public transportation? Right. It's New York City. A lot of people don't have cars. You know? And then the same people that are like, well, she could have gone to the bathroom. They see you take an iced coffee into the bathroom and put it on the sink. They're like, that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Why would you bring food in here? Mm-hmm. Oh, but it's fine. Go feed your baby in the stall. Sit on the toilet. Like, yeah. Come on.
What is the guy supposed to do? Like cover his eyes and like
just stare, don't look at him. Focus on the mother. Look at the paperwork. The type on your computer and ignore it.
What is the guy supposed to be like? He's in Bird Box.
Right. Yeah. All of a sudden, he sees his dead mother. Oh, mom.
I don't know.
Could have pumped before going into the office building. 978 texter. Not necessarily. Not all women can pump successfully. Maybe she didn't have the pump with her. Maybe it wasn't. You don't know. Yeah. Maybe this is not something she does all the time. Maybe it was just a one-time thing because she forgot a bottle or did. It's like, well, she could have done this. She could have done that. And most of these texts probably coming from people that haven't banged out a kid. I know I haven't either.
This is from a guy. It's not breastfeeding that makes us uncomfortable. It's the fact that if you happen to make eye contact with somebody breastfeeding, you're automatically a creep who's sexually harassing.
Then don't look at her. If it were a big, fat, sweaty guy in the corner, you wouldn't be looking at him because you wouldn't care. So don't look at the woman breastfeeding. Like, I don't know why.
Let me ask the guys that go to like a gym and you're in the locker room. Are you like totally, you know, bird watching? Are you totally staring? You know, no, you look away. You turn away. You're like, okay, I don't want to see this guy naked, you know?
Here's somebody who says, I feel for her, but it's like trying to ignore a car accident that happened right in front of you when you're a man.
Did she have like a neon sign and like make a flaming drink out of it? No, she's breastfeeding.
Let's see. This is John. Hello, John.
We want to look, okay? We want to see the boobs.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
If we're looking, then, you know, be flattered. Come on.
I would say that.
But do you, how do you feel? Do you think the guy deserves a 25-day suspension?
No.
I do. Because he really made it. It's all his fault. This is totally his fault.
What?
It is. He could have said nothing. Or he could have turned away. It was such a simple solution if he was uncomfortable. Except he stood up and demanded she leave and said, this is going to be an HR nightmare and a Me Too thing. And he brought it all up. He brought it all up himself.
Here's a text from a woman who says, ew, no. Sorry.
Ew,
It says, ew, no, we are not flattered.
Right, exactly.
They're not flattered.
Yes, we're all men are 12 years old and will forever be 12. Sure.
What if the woman said it's really hot in this office and started to disrobe?
Stop. It's not the same thing, guys.
Yeah, that's
why.
It's not the same thing.
It's a physical thing. If she said, "Oh, it's kind of hot in here."
So let me take off all my clothes.
Let me take off all my clothes. Yeah. All right. So you feel like the guy should have been sent to some kind of re-education program.
Retraining. I mean, he's in HR. Like,
he is in HR.
If we have to send the HR guy to training, that's a problem.
The poor guy is in human resources, and he panicked.
Yeah. Should he be running that department?
He was probably like, all right, hold on. Now I can really use my paper wrestling skills.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to need you to just fill this out and triplicate. Wow! What is that thing that you just brought? Don't bring that out in here. All right. That is a news story from New York.
The $1,000 holler on WAAF. It's your chance to text in and win $1,000 12 times every weekday. Think of it as our way of funding your bad decisions. Like that face tattoo that says sexy AF. Or hiring R. Kelly as your personal life coach. Just listen for code words at the top of every hour between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. When you hear one, text it to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. And if you do win, you decide how to spend it, no matter how bad of an idea it might be. Grab a grand on 107.3 WAAF.
It's the largest and coolest garage on Earth. The New England Auto Show, MLK Weekend. See the latest technologies, then check them out on test drives. Visit the Scrub-It-Up Muscle Car Showcase and the new Supercar Speedway with McLaren, Lamborghini, and more. Enter for a chance to win $1,000 worth of Citgo Tri-Clean gasoline. The New England Auto Show, 5 days only, January 17th through the 21st at the Boston Convention Center. Presented by the Boston Globe. Buy tickets at bostonautoshow.com. That's bostonautoshow.com.
Don't miss the Save Big Sale at Mattress Firm. Right now, save up to $400 on the best mattress brands like Beautyrest, Serta, and Sleepy's. Get a Serta Memory Foam Queen mattress for just $397. Plus, Friday through Monday, take home a free adjustable base with your qualifying mattress. Up to a $699 value, free. You won't find savings this big anywhere else. Hurry in, this offer ends Monday. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're here to see what's happening at the 99 restaurants. Here's Jen, our awesome server. What's on the menu tonight?
Country fried chicken with mashed potatoes, gravy, a biscuit, and it's on our 9 real size entrees for $9.99 menu.
Ooh, I want that. Anything else to say to the people out there?
Hey, Mom, you'd love this country fried chicken.
To Mom and everyone else, online ordering is now available too, and that's what's new at the Nines.
The 99 restaurants, always a real deal.
It's Danielle, and I'm here with my friend Ray from Midstate Auto Group. Ray, I hear you have a brand new service staff at Midstate.
That's right, Danielle. We have some great new people. They all work together as a team. It's a very vibrant atmosphere. The camaraderie is outstanding.
It really is all about the people, isn't it, Ray?
Danielle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.